Quadri Vision TV. We back in the building. Another episode. It's on Culture Vision TV podcast. Welcome back, people. Thank you to home. Wee. Culture Vision TV podcast, and we back with another one. We back with another one, people. We back with another one. What's up, beautiful people? All the beautiful people out there in the land of the nappy heads and curly locks. I want to welcome y'all into this Thursday edition of Culture TV. Culture Vision, the vision of indie artist music, and today we gonna jump around on topics about a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying? All the little serious problems that we got going on in our heads, the little voices that be telling us to do stupid shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, social anxiety and shit like addiction problems, and you know what I'm saying, addiction awareness. We're gonna touch on shit like that. So, like I said, with that being said, we're gonna hop right into this, okay, you know. Cause people be tripping sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of crazy mofos out there. You got crazy mofos in the land of the land of the world of the worlds.
I don't know what's wrong with folks these days, man.
I said, what's wrong with people these days, man? Why folks be tripping like they be tripping? You be witnessing it. People be tripping. I don't know what this anxiety or what this, the drugs. You know what I'm saying? They could be both.
I think it's the perception that people have.
Perception.
Yeah, the subconscious that people don't tap into.
As far as what? Now, what you mean? Elab.
I know what you mean.
Elaborate for us.
Like, it's hard for some people to just use their subconscious mind, I guess.
As far as what? Like anxiety or like, you know, like what you're speaking of?
Just the mental, the mind, period. Because the perception, it all plays a part with anxiety because people don't know how to cope because the perception on the situation in life or... just coping, really, you know, just in life.
Yeah. Coping with what, though? Coping with what in life? Like, bullshit? Bullshit people? Bullshit environments? Bullshit energy? Like what? Like, good shit? Coping with good? Because, I mean, sometimes you get anxiety from... You know, like being overwhelmed, you know what I'm saying?
You know, and it's hard to sometimes balance.
It's like, hard to accept things sometimes. Anxiety can be genetic.
Yeah.
Anxiety can be linked to depression. Anxiety often starts when you're young, you know what I'm saying? And most of the time, people don't even know that they have anxiety issues until they're older.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They never knew why they always would, like, panic or have, like breakdowns or, you know what I'm saying, moments
lash
to where... lash outs, like tantrums and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers throwing temper tantrums, but really, you wigging because you got anxiety issues. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's almost uncontrollable, but you have to be able to find a way to control yourself and...
Facts. That's, I mean,
that comes with growth.
It does.
And experience, but for those that know how to sit down and really know and understand themselves, there's no excuse though. Because once you know, you know. And
I mean, anxiety can cause all types of problems, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it can.
And it could cause physical problems,
like long term.
You know what I'm saying? Like problems. Health problems.
Yes, that's right.
And even the mental problems that come with anxiety, like anger and the memory problems, you know what I'm saying? And you have a hard time dealing with people or things that occur in, you know, everyday life sometimes. Mm-hmm. And there is ways to cope with anxiety, you know what
That's
I'm
right.
saying?
It's controllable. It's a controllable thing.
If you definitely controllable.
Like I say, once you have knowledge of something and you don't use it and you abuse it and you try to act like you don't know and you know,
yeah.
Then there's no.
Well, excuse. I mean, that just goes right back into addiction. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like,
right.
How long do it take to get addicted to something?
I don't think it takes no time.
No time. You could, like, you the way this shit works these days, you can instantly get addicted.
Yeah, it's just like you once you do it. If you're addicted, once you do it, then it is what it is. You're addicted to it. It's...
According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, the ADAA, anxiety disorders are the most common mental health conditions affecting 40 million Americans. However, anxiety is currently a popular buzzword with many people misunderstanding many facts about anxiety. Feeling overwhelmed, struggling with racing thoughts, and difficult concentrating are some obvious ways people experience anxiety. Panic, fear, most common culprits of anxiety. Most that's the most associated shit that comes with anxiety. Panic, fear. That's kind of first thing you think of when you think of anxiety is fear, panic, overwhelmed, you know what I'm saying, struggling. But anxiety can be a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying earlier, it's positives. Yeah, I mean, it's positives and negatives to a lot of things, because with anxiety, most of the time, it's a moment of a challenge. You know what I'm saying? Most times with anxiety, it's like something that you gotta kind of get over. You know what I mean? Most of the time, anxiety is something that you have to deal with, struggle, difficult, triumph. You know, you gotta get through it. It's a storm. It's an obstacle. That's the word I was looking for. It's an obstacle. And it's a growing point. Most of the time, most anxiety moments is when dealing with something where you like, damn, I gotta cross this busy ass road.
Right, it's out of your control.
I mean, it's not necessarily out of your control, but it's something that you have to deal with. You know what I'm saying? So you have to control it. That's why you say, okay, you throwing a temper tantrum, right? Mm-hmm. All right. You got to control your motherfucking act. Most of the time, that's what they say. You got to control your act. And
watch how you act,
right? Watch how you act. You know what I'm saying? Like, watch how you behave. Watch how you associate with certain things. Watch how you input, output. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just one-on-one with anxiety. That's what I'm saying. It's more difficult stages and more detrimental disorders of anxiety. You know what I'm saying? What do you think a blind person deal with when it comes to anxiety? It's probably a whole different level of anxiety versus somebody that just have a normal level of anxiety. You know what I'm saying? Like, every single time, if it's a person either that has a disability or a person, I mean, that would be a condition or a disorder as well, with the disorder of anxiety. So you will have multiple disorders, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, it would make it more difficult for you to be able to deal with anxiety. And a lot of people don't understand that. Most of the time, when you're dealing with a person and you're like, ah, this motherfucker be tripping. Or this, you know, a lot of times that person has social anxiety. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of time that person have a hard time with being around people or even dealing with. What is that?
An introvert. An
introvert. It's just a title. But the problem or the issue or the condition that you have to bring to awareness is that a lot of people deal with people with these disorders and they don't know it. And you write them off, you know? Or you tell them, I mean, you, like I said, bro, you tripping. And the whole time, bro or homegirl can't even focus, you know what I'm saying? Because the anxiety is kicking their ass. Like, they need methods to be able to cope. A lot of times people don't want to even talk about how they feel, you know what I'm saying? Let alone be like, hey, I got anxiety issues, so, you know, I'm going to go over here and breathe into this brown paper bag until I get my shit together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nah. You should welcome, like, you got to be more open. You know what I'm saying? Well, first, you gotta be more open, but don't use that shit as an excuse to continue to be in a certain manner, in a certain, you know? Don't use that shit to be a certain way. Don't use having that disorder or any disorder as an excuse or a reason to continue to have that disorder. Because if you can acknowledge that you have that disorder, then you can acknowledge ways to get over that shit. You know what I'm saying? You can accept ways to get over it. So, nah, ain't no excuse. It really ain't no excuse. So, is there really a such thing as anxiety, or do motherfuckers really be tripping? Do motherfuckers just need to relax?
Yeah, but that's once you sit down and know. If you sit down and you know that you have a mental disorder and you need to do something about it, and you start them doing them steps to cope and deal with it, then awesome. And you say, because nobody gets it tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, when it's your time to understand it, it'll be your time to understand it.
But, I mean, you still got to be open, and you know what I'm saying?
The next person?
Well, the person with the issue, the person with the disorder, you have to be willing to want to get out of that. Like, we ain't saying you, like, you know, like, we're not saying that you have a mental disorder as far as, like, you can't think straight or, you know, usually or normally on your own without any other physical problems that keep you from being able to think like a normal person, you know what I'm saying? Is it? Ah. All right. I'm going to plug it up. The world will never know what just happened. The world will never know. But yeah, man. With all this social media stuff that's going on, you know, social media world is really something serious.
I can't really speak on the social media world because I'm not in it. I try not to be.
Well, I mean, it's, why don't you get on social media then? Put it like that.
I don't get on social media.
Because I scroll this shit for 5 minutes while I'm taking my early morning shit, and
I mean,
I do anxiety by the first 5-10 minutes.
I don't get on social media because that will be a lie.
I'm telling you, because, boy, first 5-10 minutes of scrolling that shit in the morning, you're going to have some type of anxiety to where you're going to be, you know, you're going to have some type of anxiety. Shit. Yeah, y'all types of different ways. You be like, oh, you gonna laugh. You probably almost cry. You you gonna feel a lot of types of ways. My dogs even said it. So I was like, yeah, you right. You gonna be feeling some type of way as soon as you get on that Facebook app in the morning time. First thing you can't, man, you just look. I say everybody should take a break and do yoga.
Meditate.
Yes. Think straight. Clear thoughts. Clear your mind.
Deep breaths.
Woo, sigh, motherfucker.
It just gives oxygen to the brain. So
yeah,
it helps. Take a break.
Some people can. Some people actually are addicted to anxiety, though. Or other things in that nature, other things in that realm. Some people actually addicted to, like,
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Social media. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. It gives them that.
People addicted to their cell phones. Same thing. People addicted to makeup. People addicted to everything. Like, a lot of different things people be addicted to, and it causes anxiety, man. They go hand in hand. Addiction and anxiety go hand in hand. Because what you gonna do? First thing you gonna do when you feel like something need to out of your hands, something out of your reach, something overwhelming you, something making you feel bad, sad, mad. What you gonna do? Man, let me roll up. First thing you gonna do, go holler at my boy real quick, get straight. Let me go roll up. I know some other people be out here on some other stuff. I don't know how it go. I don't know what you say in them type of situations.
In what situation?
Because when we're watching Bel-Air, and Carlton get in his motherfucking feelings, first thing he do, what he do? Run to his room, slam the door.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Right. Oh my God. I'm just like, wow. I don't remember Carlton being so, like, I do remember Carlton being like in his feelings a lot, but not like where he would abuse himself.
But do you think he was a dick?
He could have been. Ain't no telling. Because if you, was, I mean, everything still correlates.
Yeah, because he was, you know what I'm saying? Like into, like, always getting that will. Like,
yeah, like jealous, envious. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, everything still correlates in that lane.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, shit, yeah, I don't know. Ain't no telling.
Like I said, that's the, it always we'll never goes know. Back to the perception and how people have to learn how to cope with that. And like I said, get to the root of the situation of why you even have this feeling. Where does this come about? Because it's like a trigger, I thought, you know, something that triggers you, you know?
Exactly.
So what is it? Yeah. I mean, because for me, I mean, if I were to say it, I mean, I feel like I have anxiety really bad.
Yeah, but how do you cope? How do you deal with your anxiety? No, it's not a... I mean, it's not... It's serious, but at the same time, mm-hmm. to ease that, lift that at the same time, yeah, you want to laugh. Yeah, you want to be like...
That way, I guess shit, I laugh it off.
I mean, you know, I ain't finna tell you, because if I tell you, you know what I'm saying, I might have to...
I mean, no, because...
But nah. How do you cope with anxiety? How do you cope with that moment when anxiety kicks in? Like, what do you do? Do you lash out? Because, I mean, that is a method.
Right.
But do you, know,
so
do you
I know what
breathe
my trigger
deep?
Is.
Yeah,
my trigger is overthinking. And that triggers my
What triggers
anxiety.
You to overthink? You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to find the root.
Exactly. So...
So what triggers you to overthink? Like, what triggers you to have to go so deep into mm-hmm. thought where you get lost in your deep thought? Because
mm-hmm.
That to me, that's overthinking.
Yeah, it's like almost like random thoughts of many situations. I don't know, but I mean, there was a point in time when I was like really, really shy. Like, even just doing this. It's really, I could tell you how I deal with it, but I don't know why it comes about.
Yeah.
But I only thing I could think of is trying to figure out a way to cope with how that triggered, if that makes sense. I don't know, but I know I have anxiety. I know I do.
You think you got severe anxiety or just like a mild?
It's mild.
You know, like, I get pissed off or I get bent out of shape and then I'm back on point after I deal with whatever it is that I have to deal
yeah,
with.
It's mild.
But
I'm
in
so
the midst of dealing
it.
With that, I have a point in dealing with shit to where I be like, like, you know, like.
I do huff a lot.
Not necessarily huff and puff, but like in your head, in like the way it makes you feel, it's kind of like frustrating. It's kind of
yes.
like it makes you feel like bogged down, you know what I'm saying? It makes you feel like heavy,
yes.
you know, or like panicky. Like sometimes
right,
you might
exactly.
want to,
yeah.
you might want to, like you might not know what to do at that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much, yeah. The random thoughts or any, you know, whatever thought that I have within those random thoughts will
yeah.
trigger. It's not just one. That's why I always try to tell people it's not just one thing. So. But it helps when everybody understands that it's the perception. That's why I'm saying people have to allow people to cope. And everybody does it differently and at their own time, at their own pace.
So do you think anxiety is linked to suicide? Because like...
I mean, to some level, because you can have... Like
that's,
severe depression.
That's what I'm
that's
saying.
Not
you,
even,
but is that anxiety? Does is
it goes
the, is
to a
linked
level.
To anxiety?
Yeah, because
right?
depression
is linked to anxiety.
There's some form of
it's
depression.
Like, but that's like down the road, right? Or is it? Or can you tell? Like this is why I'm. This is
no. You can
this
tell.
Is the reason why this is the topic, because a lot of people that have addictions and a lot of people that are, you know, what they call bipolar or what they call like schizophrenic or. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people have real heavy issues to where sometimes it weighs so heavy on them to where they, you know what I'm saying, they take themselves out. You know what I'm saying? They commit suicide, something like that. They go ahead and they think that's a coping mechanism. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
you can't reverse that.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So there is a place that you could call.
I'm not finna play with you.
It's called the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and they are always available 24 hours, nonstop, 24/7, 365. Relief and help. If anxiety weighs deep on you or heavy on you to the point to where you do not know what to do,
mm-mm.
please call 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. They're always available. Always available. But yeah, man. It's just like, to be honest, I know for facts that suicide, well, not suicide, but I know that anxiety, like what you said when I mentioned suicide, depression, isn't that a form of anxiety? Wouldn't depression be a form of anxiety?
I think that would be like a sign.
A symptom.
Yeah, like a sign or a symptom.
A symptom. Yeah. Correct. This is all I'm saying. It's like...
That's just so people can recognize it, though.
Exactly.
And how to...
So you can identify it.
Yeah, and so people will so know you how to can deal with this person or...
Not deal with it. This is the point that I am trying to make, because a lot of people just deal with shit. A lot of people just deal with shit, man. And to just throw it in there for the culture of indie music, a lot of indie artists deal with social anxiety. A lot of indie artists, really just any artist, period, but a lot of indie artists deal with social anxiety because it's almost like it's not a crab in a bucket, but it is, but it's also like an exception race type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like acceptance type shit as far as being an independent artist on a certain level. So, I mean, like, you can be addicted to anxiety to the point to where you get in a slump because you don't want to deal with what you're dealing with. And that's how most of the time people lead to depression. Because now you're in a slump because your anxiety then kicked your ass. But in reality, all you got to do is reach out for help because somebody out there going to help you. Now, you might have to find the right help or the right guidance or the right place to get the right help from, or the help that you feel is fulfilling. You know what I'm saying? But just don't the main thing is don't give up, because there is help out there. There is a solution out there for you. You know what I'm saying? There is a technique or some sort of way to help fix what it is that you feel is not working or that is broken. You know what I mean? There is more than one way to cope with anxiety, depression, addiction, hell, abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse, you know, some verbal abuse. It's like more than one way to deal with all of that shit. And all you got to do most of the time is just communicate. Now, it might depend on who you communicating with, because some of these motherfuckers just be faking like they listening, you know what I'm saying? Faking like they feel you. And a lot of times, that be the main reason why shit don't work out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the times, that be the reason why people end up even more fucked off, because they listen to the wrong motherfucker. Because you ain't told none positive yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't told motherfucker none positive yet. But you like, man, what's wrong with you? Come on, man, hit the bottle. Look, this is just pulling you, like I said, nigga, get up, man, come on. I don't know. It's multiple ways. Go shoot the ball, man. Go shoot the basketball. Go hoop. Go work out at the gym. You know what I'm saying? shit, go get on a raft or something. Go canoeing or, you know what I'm saying? Shit,
yeah.
You can this. It's, all I'm saying, I don't want to mention nothing, just regular day. Go out to eat. Go watch a movie. Nah, this is shit that had y'all at the press.
Ice skating was fun.
Ice skating fun. Shit, go climb a mountain.
I thought about, like, yeah, hiking.
You know what I'm saying? That's a fun shit. Shit, we climb mountains all the damn time. You might not believe it.
I'm not
going
to play with you. We need
some shit. Crows and motherfucking ravens and shit hawking at you. You're laughing at you. You're going to have all types of experiences if you go outside. That's all I do know.
No.
But you got to go into nature. Don't just go outside. Go into nature. Go and enjoy nature. You know what I'm saying? Go and enjoy something that way.
Mm-hmm.
Go enjoy something. Go find something to enjoy that's positive. You got to be specific these days. You tell them if I go enjoy something. Ain't no telling what they might go do.
For real.
Go enjoy something positive, something humane, something that is sane. Go enjoy something that is liberating. Go enjoy something that is exuberating, you know what I'm saying, to your spirit, to your soul. Go enjoy something that is uplifting. Go enjoy something that is joyful. Go enjoy something that is that you can cherish. Go enjoy something that is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Go to an art gallery or something.
Oh, I thought about that.
You know, go to a spa. Mm-hmm. How many times you go to a spa a week or a month or, you know, I feel like people want to go to the spa on very special occasions.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, normal and usually 9-to-5ers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, normal motherfuckers, they don't get no break. Them people with anxiety. Mm-hmm. Them be the people addicted. To all type of opioids and all type of, boy, we always doing, hey, you be surprised, you be amazed. Be like little Carl Jr. sitting over there behind the building, hey, boy, with the brown bag, talking about some, hey, boy, hey, trying to get somewhere that he don't need to be trying to get. I ain't seen too many folks walking up and down Asher, man, that I was like, hey, bro. Ah, man. You be like, man, dude, hey, it's crazy. Because that shit hit you hard. Hit you hard. And it tear you up. What? 0 to 100 real quick?
Really?
Real quick. You like, bro, what happened to that boy? He ended up getting on that shit, got addicted, man. He got the... crazy. What are you on? Meth? Sherm? Something? I don't know. That bullshit? You know, that bullshit? Shit. Motherfuckers be tripping, man. That's all I do know. Why motherfuckers got to choose to do the dummy? Like, why? What possesses? Is it the environment? I'm just trying to think of, like, what, like, is it the availability of it?
I think it's
like, whatever it may be. I'm not going to be specific, you know what I'm saying? But whatever it may be.
If these somethings that drive
again. Well, what I'm saying is, how do you even get it? To get addicted on it, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be, how do you get this substance? Mm. How do you get whatever it may be that...
Where does the addiction
you come find from? It, you go get it. It's shit is up the block. Little Johnny at it. Keep that shit on deck. Yeah, sound like that's right though. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, hey, all I know is there is places and things that you can do. I'm dead ass, man. There's shit you can do to help yourself, bro. For real, for real. Versus doing stupid shit. Versus harming yourself. Versus harming somebody else. Like, versus going down a spirally slope. There's other things, other steps, other methods that you can take. First, instead of becoming a habitual You know what I'm saying? Addictive or habitual addict. First thing, I mean, because it's the same thing. Addiction, habitual, it's the same shit. You just doing the same shit over and over again. Whatever it may be. Whether it's sex, money, drugs, just, I mean, you like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, it's repetitive. You continue to do the same thing. You're addicted to it. But, hey, help is available. Speak with someone today at SAMHSA, National Help Line, confidential, free help. From public health agencies to find some type of substance use treatment and information. Please, if you are addicted to a substance and you feel like you want to stop being addicted to that shit that's fucking your brain up and your body up, call 1-800-662-4357. Number is, I don't know which camera to look at ever. The number is right here on the screen. So call 1-800-662-4357, man, for help. If you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you want to kick it, cold turkey, however you want to take steps, treatments, however, call the number on the screen, man. Because there's somebody out there that's going to help you, bro. They're going to help you kick that shit for real, for real. Fuck around, become a millionaire, man, for real. You never know. You never know. All I'm saying is you never know. You never, ever know. But, yeah. You know, we always got to let you know that there's help just up the street and around the corner. There is help everywhere. I mean,
you know what is crazy? Because I was just thinking, like,
yeah, man, you kind of left me alone on the addiction.
Oh, like, so it's back to, like, law of attraction and balance and yin and yang.
Yeah.
So it's like,
because I don't know if I hit that one on the head.
Okay, so.
But I danced around in that motherfucker so tough that somebody felt me. You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
I just want to bring to the forefront and be like, hey, it's help over there. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, not enough times do I hear about help over there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And they tell you where to hit the lick at on the boosters or the nigga with the Lolo for the Lolos on some stupid shit or some random shit, but motherfucker would not tell you where to go get some mental health help.
Mental health help.
Yeah. Some mental help.
Some mental.
Shit. Some mental help. Motherfucker will not tell you where to go get mental help. So, like I said, it's pertinent that I continue to say the same thing over and over and over and over again. If you feel like you have a motherfucking mental problem, go get help. That real shit. Don't sit around and be talking to yourself like, man, oh, these birds squeaking outside my window finna make me go and do some crazy shit. Crazy.
Crazy.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
Go get help. What's up for that? Somebody can help you. I'm just saying. I mean, hey, man, all I'm saying is
we all
could use a little help sometimes. And if you know where somebody can go get some help from, shit, and you just watching them be crazy, then you might be crazy, too.
What if it's good crazy? Like, what if it's the good?
What if it's, like, what? Like, humorous crazy?
Like, yeah. Like, what if it's, like, good?
What if you're not physically, like, what if you're not harmfully crazy? It's just, like, what? Just your personality characteristics and nothing else?
Because
I mean, you just offensive if anything.
No, like what if it's you
might come off as offensive from time to time, but that's about it probably.
What if it's like, I guess, I don't know, I guess there wouldn't be no like good anxiety, I guess, because it would be like signs of depression and stuff, but anywho, I think there's good there's some form of way to, like you say, to find the good of this.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit.
That's
like,
always,
I'm not just trying to be, like, spot on. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, it's help out there. You know what I'm saying? Call them numbers that I dropped. 1-800-662-4357 if you need some help with treatment for substance abuse. Or any, just call them. They gonna tell you where to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. They gonna get you right. For real. They gonna get you to the point to where you ain't got the issue no more. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, people don't understand that they have this issue. You know what I'm saying? Like your boy that just got off of work. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna be like, man, every day I go to the liquor store, he ain't gonna notice it. After probably the seventh time? Because he probably still drunk from the fourth or third time, you know what I'm saying? Depending on how much he intake. Now, we all talk about motherfuckers that probably just sit up there and hit a kill a whole bottle from time to time, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I had the same little bottle. what, like 2, 4, 5, 6 weeks, shit. Hmm. Unless I'm just like... But then, you know what I'm saying? But then I'm on some other shit, though, you know? I'm just keeping 100, man. Then I'm on some other shit. That's all I'm saying. Then I'm on some... I probably need to call the number. You know what I'm saying? They might just sit down on the phone and talk to me. Like, man, why you tripping today, bro? Man, I don't know. Shit, I had a hard day, man. I feel like going to the liquor store.
Sir, what's bottle. Your address? Yeah.
Turning it all the way up. Getting fucked up today. You know what I'm saying? But... You never know what they might lead to, so sometimes you might want to pump the brakes. All I'm saying is, if you do that shit every day, something very terribly wrong. That's all I'm saying. It's cool to do it from, like, it's cool to do it sociably, but
I just think there's other things.
In increments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't want to do something all day, every day, or... Like you say, something in repetition.
Yeah, it's absurd. You want to fuck you drinking that much for? Why the fuck you smoking so much for?
There are just
even if you
things.
Do smoke the shit that you smoke, or do, whatever, how you do it, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you may do, I don't think that you have to do it that much.
I just think there's more good things to do out there than the, than the stupid
well,
things.
I'm just saying to the motherfuckers that's out there doing the shit that we talking about.
Yeah,
I talk about a basketball player that's shooting 100 free throws before practice or after practice because he addicted to basketball. He love it for life and he ain't going to do nothing but shoot basketball now.
No, what I'm
talking
saying
about niggas shooting that other shit.
Right.
You
that's
know?
What I'm saying. So why would you not want to rather go and do something that, you know, get addicted to that? You know,
I'd rather you get addicted to shooting basketball than get addicted to shooting drugs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's just other things that you could be addicted to.
Exactly. Like you said, there's good addictions.
Yes, there are good addictions.
But at the same time, it's an addiction, so that might create
anxiety. That's right. And
that might create
depression. In which depression becomes severe. It can become severe.
Exactly. So you just want to be careful of how much you put into certain things, is all
I'm
saying.
Right.
You might want to be careful. You might want to be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be mindful. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be out here tripping, bro. For real.
Yeah, because once you know that something is no good for you, and you keep doing it.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. They say it's easy to get rid of an addiction. Though addiction recovery can be challenging, addiction is treatable. With supportive resources, the right treatment, you can't overcome any mental challenge. All you have to do is pay attention to the opportunities that are presented, follow through, stick with the plan, and you can become, you know what I'm saying, relieved and released of that, those issues, you know what I'm saying, those disorders, those challenges. Because everybody got mental motherfucking problems, bro. Right? We all crazy. In our own special way.
We're born into it.
We all, I mean, first thing you do when you come into the world is look at the doctor like, you smack me on my ass or was that my mama? Which one of y'all smack me on my ass? Y'all think that little cute shit the baby be doing when he really be y'all cute, she be nice and shit? Nah, the baby looking at one of y'all like, ah, he smack my ass again.
Why you do that?
I understand so coming out.
We should do like, look who's talking, black version.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. You can, like, if you struggling with that shit, addiction, any problem, any anxiety, any depression, anything like that, like I said, man, you can get help. You can find somebody to talk to. You can find a neighbor, librarian. Anybody to talk to you. Get you a dog, get you a cat, get you a goldfish or some shit.
Anybody
get
you, that will listen to you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Anything is, everything is living, so it doesn't matter. You can talk to the wind.
That's all I'm saying, man. You talk to me, shit, call me.
Hey.
I talk to you, shit. For real.
For real.
We gonna chop it up just like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, what's good? What you doing? Shit, day was straight. Shit, hey, homegirl, hey, how you day was? Shit, it was straight. Shit, you good? Shit, I was just checking, make sure. Shit, we good. If I don't hear from you for weeks and months and shit, I'm gonna be worried. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Don't be worried.
Huh? Don't be worried. I don't want to be worried. That's the thing. So, shit, I gotta make sure you straight. But, yeah, man, like I said, make sure you just make sure that you pay attention to your mental state. Just make sure that you pay attention to the levels of the things that you input on and intake. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you meditate because you want a clear, focused mind. You want to keep your shit together. Nah, I think that's in real life.
That's definitely in real life.
Yeah, that's in real life. But it be like that sometimes, man. But with the culture perspective, I just want to say, shit, I just hope everybody, you know what I'm saying, keep their mental health in order and stay healthy, man. You know what I'm saying? Clear minds and strong bodies. You know what I'm saying? And shit, that's what I got. That's what the fuck I got. Just keep your focus sharp. You know what I'm saying? Keep your life bright.
Hey, what's up?
Because you never know. I just been trying to tell them that I don't really want to listen. But it's been another episode of Culture Vision TV, man. Mm-hmm. Watch it. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, Vimeo, StreamYard, all that shit. Every platform you can think of, iTunes, album music, Tidal. What am I saying? You gotta keep this shit 100, man. I fuck with y'all. Y'all know what it is. Love. Peace. What's what I say? And harmony. Yeah. Rex.
stuck in the hood.